The Iraqi Prime Minister threatens court action against the country's new president for, quote, violating the constitution for the sake of political goals. Nouri al-Maliki accuses Fuad Maasoum of failing to name a premier from the country's largest parliamentary bloc on Sunday's deadline. Now, Maliki's bloc, the State of Law Coalition, won the majority of the seats in April's parliamentary elections. He also said he would not give in to pressure to drop his bid for a third term in office. This, as a U.S. State Department official says, Washington fully supports the Iraqi president as a guarantor of the Constitution. Meanwhile, security sources say special forces have been deployed in unusually high numbers across the strategic areas of the capital, Baghdad. Let's speak to Professor Nabil Mikhail. He's with the George Washington University, and he joins us on the line from Washington. Professor Mikhail, thank you very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, what do you make of this threat that is being put forth by Maliki against this newly chosen president?
It's interesting, and it's quite a surprise. No one expected it. But I think it will take time, because court rulings usually discuss issues at length. And the political crisis now in Iraq needs a decisive action. So basically, it will promote some delay. There will be some discussion. So the question between the balance inside the executive branch will not be settled soon. The court will take its time to decide about the naming of a prime minister and its constitutional implications. So it will occupy Iraq for the next couple of weeks, and it will be a protracted political battle.
So how far do you think this is going to go, Mr. Mikhail, specifically at a time when we do know that Iraq is plagued by a foreign-backed insurgency and it needs a united front, not just from the people, but also its leaders and politicians?
This is a good remark, but political crises take time to settle. But I disagree with early American assessments of al-Maliki's decision. They say that it could hamper the efforts to combat the extremists in the ISIS group. I think it will not hamper. I mean, things will go as average, as usual. Iraq will be run by its prime minister. There is a government. But I do not think it will lead to a thwarting of the efforts to combat the ISIS group up in the north. So just it would be politics, and then there is a military strategy applied. I disagree with the American commentators who say it will be a big defeat for America's efforts. Things are going in Iraq as well.
So, Professor Mikhail, if you could put your finger on it, what would you say is the root cause right now for this inability of these elected lawmakers in the Iraqi parliament to be able to choose the president, the prime minister, and the parliament speaker? I mean, all of these steps are taking exponentially a longer time than people had expected.
I would say just each legislator may be motivated by some interest. There is no common goal that these parliamentary groups are articulating, so they put their own interests for Iraq's interest. Also, as someone who speaks from Washington, I think the Obama administration should have done a better way of communicating with Iraq's new political leaders, whether in the executive branch or in the legislative branch. So America also is absent from the Iraq scene. America could have given a good advice, could have supported the Iraqi government, but I do not see this effort or support forthcoming from the Obama administration.
And before I let you go, Professor Mikhail, there are some who interpret the situation right now as the teething problems of a young democracy. Can it be interpreted that way, in your opinion?
I do not see well, but if it is still a problem endemic to the foundation and workings of Iraqi democracy, this is true. This is logical. Democracies produce many problems, but democracies also are able, as forms of political and social groupings, to overcome many problems. So it is something logical, it is something expected.
Okay, Professor Nabil Mikhail with the George Washington University joining us on the line from Washington. Professor, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.